Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Friday, September 17. First, the weather. Look for mostly sunny skies and a 50% chance of rain. The afternoon high will be near 90 and feel even hotter. Let's get things started with shopping. Walmart has signed on to a self-driving car test program in Miami-Dade County. Customers in select parts of Miami-Dade will see deliveries from the vehicles. For now, they will have drivers behind the wheel but will operate autonomously. At the start of the program, a runner also will be in the vehicle to drop off goods. Eventually, customers will be notified that a car with their goods is approaching, along with instructions on how to get them from the backseat. Miami-Dade will join Austin, Texas, and Washington, D.C. in the initial Walmart rollout. In food news, a boutique hotel in Miami Beach just opened a new Mexican restaurant. Oja Taqueria is now open at the Generator Miami at 31st and Collins. Like its sister restaurant in downtown Miami, the Taqueria will serve tacos, burritos, and quesadillas, only this time they'll be served in a bistro-style setting. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In business, the federal government's Minority Business Development Agency is giving nearly $5 million for a Miami-based MBDA business center. The center will be operated by M. Gill & Associates, a Miami consultant firm that has focused on empowering businesses run by people of color and women in South Florida for over 30 years. The center will offer a short course in business management that also will focus on cryptocurrency and cybersecurity. After completing the course, minority business owners then have access to free consulting on business development, export market plans, and mentorship. In education, the days of preparing and sitting for hours worth of spring state tests could be nearing an end for many of Florida's public school students. Governor Ron DeSantis has called on lawmakers to eliminate several of the annual exams students take and replace them with shorter student progress monitoring reports. He said the idea would reduce testing in the schools by 75%. His proposal applies to the basic FSA exams given for English and math, but not for end-of-course exams in subjects such as algebra, U.S. history, and biology. And finally, in ice cream news, it's a tearful ending for the Sweet Melody Ice Cream Shop in Palmetto Bay. The ice cream shop was open for less than a year, and will close September 30th after a dispute involving the leaseholders. Taking its place is Cry Baby Ice Cream. Cry Baby shares a liquor license with the Maxwell Brothers Bar next door, and that will allow it to sell boozy ice cream creations and stay open late. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.